Good afternoon to you. I'm Veronica Dela Cruz, and this is your Pix Now update. We have some new video to show you right now of a toll booth engulfed in flames in the middle of the Benicia Martinez Bridge Toll Plaza. It ignited after a box truck stopped at the plaza because of a fire in its interior. The truck then burst into flames along with a toll booth. Fire is now out. We have Chopper 5 overhead as the CHP blocked the middle toll lanes. As you can see, the plaza affected is significantly damaged. It all happened around 12:45 this afternoon. The driver was able to safely exit the truck. Nobody suffered any injuries. Other lanes are open for drivers through the plaza. And the search continues near Half Moon Bay for a Bay Area high school student who fell off his boogie board at Poplar State Beach at around 3 o'clock yesterday. Authorities say 18-year-old Nathali Moy Moy of Hayward was boogie boarding with some friends, but they lost track of him. A bit later, they saw his board come back to shore without him. Crews have been searching the waters ever since.
Everybody's holding out. We're trying to be strong. Stay strong. You know, hope for the best. I just want him to come home with us. I don't want to drag this too long.
Rescue crews say dense fog is making things difficult, but they still have a boat and a jet ski in the water and are actively searching. Police in Fremont are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting. It happened last night at Civic Center and Maury Streets. Fremont police say just before 11 o'clock last night, an officer's car was shot and hit by a bullet. The officer then got out of his car and fired at the suspect, hitting him. Two nearby officers responded to the scene. Police say the suspect ignored their commands and was able to crawl towards his gun and point it at three officers. And that's when police fired at him.
We are extremely transparent. Okay. Our goal is to truly continue to build trust within our community. We train our officers that if you are shot at, you have to protect you, not just yourself, but the community. So it's hard to try to save someone that has just tried to take your life.
Police say medical attention was given to the suspect, but he died 17 minutes after shooting at the police officer. Police will release more details in 2 to 3 days. They also said they will release body camera footage in the near future. We have new details now on the sentencing of a Southern California couple who are accused of starving and torturing 12 of their children. Today, a judge sentenced David and Louise Turpin to 25 years to life in prison. During today's emotional hearing, for the first time, the public heard from one of the couple's children.
Sometimes I still have nightmares of things that had happened, such as my siblings being chained up or getting beaten. I love my parents and have forgiven them for a lot of the things that they did to us.
The horrific abuse surfaced when the couple's 17-year-old daughter made a daring escape in January of last year. The prosecutor in the case said part of the reason he made the plea deal is so the children, now ranging in age from 3 to 30 years old, would not have to testify. Congress is upping the ante over the Mueller report. Today, House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler issued a subpoena for the full unredacted version. While the 448-page report did not find evidence of coordination or conspiracy between Russia and the Trump campaign in 2016, the special counsel was less clear on the issue of obstruction, leaving the question to Congress.
Indeed, he found numerous instances where the president took steps to try to derail or shut down the investigation.
Republicans say the time to move on has arrived, but Nadler insists the report exposes a culture of lying at the White House, and he's also calling on special counsel Robert Mueller to testify. If the Justice Department doesn't respond to the subpoena, Democrats could hold officials in contempt of Congress or eventually fight the battle in court. San Francisco police are preparing for the annual 420 celebration at Hippie Hill. It happens every year in Golden Gate Park on April 20th. Organizers are expecting up to 20,000 people to come out for tomorrow's event. And this means there could be a whole lot of traffic in the city. Emily Turner on the routes you should avoid.
There are several closures in place this weekend as a result of the 420 festivities happening in Golden Gate Park at Hippie Hill, not just in Golden Gate Park, but in Upper Haight as well. Let me show you where those Golden Gate Park closures are. In addition to your regular weekend closures, pretty much all of John F. Kennedy Drive is closed. Kezar Drive is closed, as is Nancy Pelosi Drive and parts of MLK Jr. If you have to go through the park, you have one route, and it is north to south, one way, down 8th, around the Academy of Science experiences and then back out through 9th. You won't be able to go in the opposite direction. If you are taking rideshare, this is your drop-off point. Just plug in 501 Stanion Street and they'll take you there. That is the one sanctioned spot you can get your rideshare to for 420. Now, in the Upper Haight, there are several closures. Basically, the thing to remember is this. All of this is closed, so if you need to go north to south, you can take Masonic Avenue. If you need to go east-west, your one option is to take Oak Street. It is open in both directions, but everything south of that is closed until you get to Frederick Street. Frederick Street is open in both directions, so you can take Oak or Frederick east to west, or Masonic north to south, or if you want to go a little bit further, you can take Divisadero. I suggest rideshare or public transit.
All right, Emily, thanks. I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. And you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.